So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello, and welcome back to the 411. Well, I guess not welcome back. Welcome to the 411. I am your host, Miles Sprong, and I am here with Lorelai Smith.
Hello, hello, everyone.
And Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Melly.
What up, what up, Indianapolis?
We're back.
Yes, sir.
We're back. It's been a couple weeks. I haven't been here. Yes, I have not been here the last couple weeks. And it's something I kind of want to talk about. I don't really like talking about this stuff, but in case this helps anyone, I would like to just, you know, get it out there. Something that I suffer a lot with is anxiety and depression. It's something I've suffered with since fifth grade, and it got really, really bad these last couple weeks. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. It sucked. It was awful. It was not a vacation for me just staying home. But I'm lucky enough to have a great support system of, you know, my family, all of my friends. Like, all my people in show choir, they're the only reason that I went to school, because they were constantly, like, checking in, like, every day. Different people were texting me and all this other stuff. So, you know, if you deal with any of that, you're not alone. You have a support system around you, for sure. And, you know, if you don't think you do, then, you know, there's always counseling. I'm doing a little bit of that myself. So, yeah, that's all. That's all I wanted to say. Just something I figured, since it happened, I might as well, you know, touch on it. So that's why I've been gone. But, you know, it's fine. I'm all good. I'm all good now. But it is what it is. All right. What do you say we just jump right into it?
Yeah, buddy. Let's do it, buddy. Let's go.
All right. Starting off, MLB update time. I'm going to try and go as fast as I can, because a lot has happened in the offseason. Shohei Ohtani, this is the biggest news that will ever be in baseball for the next 10 years, probably. 10 years, $700 million with the Dodgers, which is crazy. But, you know, we've all heard about it, so I'm not going to go too deep into that. For the Giants, Jungkoo Lee from the KBO, signed 6 years, $116 million. Yoshinobu Yamamoto from Japan still has a place to sign, or still hasn't decided on a place to sign. The Royals have been the most active team in the offseason, adding, from what I remember, Hunter Renfroe, Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Will Smith, and someone else, I think. So, you know, all very solid relievers, and then a bat to holster their offense to help out Bobby Witt Jr. Jamer Candelario went to the Cincinnati Reds, one of the better third basemen in the MLB. Though I don't know where he's going to fit in there, personally.
Hey, it's all good. He's a Cincinnati Red, baby.
And I'm trying to think of anything else. No other really big moves have happened. It's just been, you know, Rowdy Tellez going to the Pirates, or I guess Martin Perez going to the Pirates too. But, like, other than that, no, like, really big stuff has happened yet in this first wave of free agency.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now that that's out of the way. So, Times, you know, people of the year or whatever came out this year. This is the type of season where, you know, we have the this of the year and the this of the year and the this of the year. Lionel Messi was the athlete of the year for
makes
all
sense.
He did with Inter Miami. Yep. Makes sense. Yep. Makes sense. And then She Who Shall Not Be Named was the person of the year.
Literally every time.
Taylor Swift.
Both of you are muted. It's just me now. This is my show. Both of you are gone. No, I'm kidding.
What is Steph Curry's number?
30.
Thank you.
You're welcome. okay. he broke his streak recently of like 260 something games with having a 3-pointer.
Now Damian Lillard has the longest streak right now.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to win Trivia Pursuit.
Oh, okay. So She Who Shall Not Be Named Person of the Year. I mean,
no.
It could have been someone completely different. There was a lot of, you know, world leaders or very important business, like business people.
Big Nelly.
And they chose her, of all people.
Well, she's been made a big impact on the world this year.
Yeah. You know what? I don't care.
A lot of people love her music.
She's annoying.
Okay.
Calm down there, buddy.
Okay, let me rephrase. Everything about her fame is annoying.
Her fan base?
Yeah. That's what just specific people. They know who they are. Anyways, so probably the most anticipated video game ever.
Yeah. Oh,
probably.
Yeah, we're talking about this, yeah.
Probably the most anticipated game ever, Grand Theft Auto 6.
So pumped.
After 10 years, finally.
You get through the trailer and
has a trailer.
The trailer's good, and then you get to the end and it's like 2025.
Yeah, it's coming out 2025, but from what I heard, it's not actually coming out like late 2025, like early 2025, while they're still in the fiscal year of 2024. So we still got a year and a couple months left to go.
And I'll be in college.
And I will be at home playing GTA 6 when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But trailer looks fantastic.
Oh yeah, I'm pumped.
The graphics just look amazing. I mean, it's crazy.
Now I just need to buy a new console.
Isn't it like the first female protagonist too?
Yeah. It's there's gonna be two protagonists. One of them is female. First one in the game to do that.
Yippee!
So, hooray!
Yep.
Anyways. But yeah, so I'm really excited for it. You know, it's rumored to be $150. I don't care. I'm buying it.
What?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
$150 for a video game?
It takes place in Florida.
It normally takes...
In Miami, right?
But video games are commonly $70 now.
Yeah, but... Jeez, $150.
I asked for like,
but it is Grand
it's
Theft
like
Auto,
the biggest
but
game
is,
ever made.
But
like,
it is Grand Theft Auto 6, though.
Exactly.
People are gonna buy it.
It's just, I will
like,
buy
I just like,
it.
I don't have $150.
You need a. My dad was saying you need a PS5 to play it.
No,
it's only PS5.
Only PS.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think it's only PS5 for now.
Yeah.
What?
We only have a 4 at my house. I think it's
why?
Four. Yeah.
GTA 6. Come on, guys. Rockstar Games.
Wait, actually, we have a 3.
Crushing my soul.
I remember when
I went to GameStop to buy Grand Theft Auto 5 with my mom.
Yeah.
That was always fun.
I've been seeing those memes where it's like, when I bought GTA 5, I had to ask for a parent to be with me.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, will that be cash or credit?
I know, right?
But... Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. But moving on, so, never mind, I'm just going to breeze past that one. Never mind, I thought that would be, okay, I'm not going to lie, I couldn't sleep. All of these were compiled at 3 in the morning.
Oh.
So I was a little tired when I made these, and I was like, it'll work. But no, that won't work. So McDonald's is getting a spinoff. They're getting a spinoff restaurant. The first one is opened, I think, already. It's like in Texas or somewhere. Everything's bigger in Texas.
There's like a 6-hour line for it.
Yeah, it's called Cosmix. So it's COSMC'S.
Cosmix.
But yeah, so that's...
The bougie McDonald's.
I'm curious on why... And what they're doing with it, but, you know.
The bougier McDonald's.
Trying to compete with other coffee companies.
Like the type of restaurant where you go, and it's like, you know, black tie affair, and you got to dress up and everything. And
okay, I don't think it's that far.
I think it's just drive-thru.
I'm just kidding.
I don't, maybe.
Because I'm not sure what the...
IDK.
Yeah, what the restaurant's all about.
Yeah, though I am pretty sure that it's, like, higher-end stuff.
Yeah.
It's coffee.
I don't think it's just, like, coffee or whatever.
There's smoothies, they have
coffee
too.
At the normal McDonald's.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just trying to make more money.
Yeah, but, hey, I mean.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Get that bag. Get that bag.
Yep.
Anyways, so, I guess there's two bad ones. Should we just get those out of the way now?
Yeah, let's do it, buddy.
Okay, so, Brooklyn Nine-Nine actor Andre Brower, he played Captain Holt most famously, but he's been in tons of other stuff, died at the age of 61.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You didn't know about that?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a couple days ago.
Nope.
Yeah, so that sucks, sad, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge Frank Caprio by chance?
No.
Have you not seen those clips of caught in Providence where it's like he's the judge in Providence, Rhode Island for like city court?
Oh yeah, the one where I remember I seen it on a TikTok,
you
or
know,
Instagram,
like,
reel where he talked about how this the son was, he's like an older guy, like 7 years old, and his dad's like 90. And he's taking him across town to get blood work done. And you see the
yeah, and he was speeding.
Yeah,
I think speeding.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's that dude.
Yeah,
he has pancreatic cancer.
Oh,
and he's 87.
That sucks.
So, hopefully he gets all good. But you know, maybe not. But I hope that he's good. That he gets better, because he's a very good dude. He's a very good dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Bad ones out of the way. Well, I guess there's one more bad one.
Okay.
But it's that, I mean, bad to me. So, Kanye West was supposed to drop.
Oh, yeah. His new album.
Supposed to drop the album. Didn't drop the album. I'm a little ticked about that. Vultures. It looks... I was really excited for it. I stayed up until midnight to hear it as soon as it came out. And I was met with shame and disappointment. And it's because apparently Nicki Minaj has a verse on one of the songs, and that was recorded back in 2018. And her opinions on if she wanted that to be released changed. So now... So now it's pushed back to New Year's Eve. Hopefully it actually comes out, though, you know, it's a Kanye album. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what happened with Yandy. Supposed to release in 2018. Still hasn't released, but it's fine. All right. Yeah, we're gonna stick with, you know, all the year stuff. So the game awards came out, and the game of the year is Baldur's Gate 3, which is, I'm not gonna lie, the worst possible choice for that.
What is that game?
I don't even know. I looked at it and it looked dumb, but I don't remember what it was. But it's some sort of like fantasy RPG type game.
Okay.
But like there were so many amazing games this year, and that's the one they chose. You got, you know, like Super Mario Wonder, Spider-Man 2, you know, Spider-Man 2. No. I just my brain's not working. Starfield. You've got
Starfield was good.
Baldur's Gate, obviously, and then, like, Diablo 4. You've got all these other games, and they chose Baldur's Gate over Spider-Man 2?
I have no idea what games you're talking about other than Spider-Man 2.
Well, I mean, all you need to know, Spider-Man 2 was the game of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it just sucks.
I think Starfield could have been one.
Yeah, I just...
With how hype the release was.
I feel like Starfield wouldn't have won just because there's so much to it.
That's
and they
true.
Usually don't And they usually base it just on the narrative, not the game as a whole. Mm-hmm. So even like the open world is crazy and all that and all that. They're not going to, I don't think that they would give it to such a deep game. I mean, you know, like GTA 6, I mean, you've got the narrative.
I cannot wait for Grand Theft Auto 6. Oh,
neither can
I. What about like the Lethal Company game? That came out, right?
Rogue Company?
No.
Lethal? I've never heard of
that. You've never heard of that? I think that's what it's called. I don't remember. People were talking about it at the lunch table.
Yeah, I've never heard of that ever.
It's like these little monsters.
So it doesn't exist.
In the spaceship kind of thing on another planet.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably several games like that. I don't know what you're talking about, though.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay.
All right. So, a plan kind of has released for Avatar 3 and 4 for any of you that like Avatar. I'm not one, personally.
I'm not a big Avatar fan.
I saw the first one when I was seven.
Yeah, I watched the first one.
I think I fell asleep during the first one at the movie theater.
I watched the first one. It was fine. It was fine.
Just like I fell asleep watching Transformers 3 in the theater.
What do you mean? Transformers 3 was great.
I know, movies are amazing.
I love Transformers movies. I just fell asleep. Like, I fell asleep during Avatar, and I fell asleep during Transformers 3.
They came out in 2009.
I was young, dude. I fell asleep.
When you were, like, four?
Yeah, I was, like, I don't know.
You went to a PG-13 movie when you were four?
Yep.
I don't believe that.
But my dad, I swear. We went and seen Transformers 3 in the theaters.
All right.
I swear.
Go Papa Nelly. Yeah, Mama and Papa Nelly. Yeah. I'm not a big Avatar fan, but yeah. A lot of people are. So, because apparently the second one was really good too. So Avatar 3 will release in December 2025. I will be graduated from high school by then, which is crazy to think about. But you know, it's great. And then Avatar 4 will start filming directly after and release in 2029. I don't know why they're waiting 4 years.
I'm ready for the next Batman movie. I'm pumped. Robert Pattinson. It's coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
They're making
a
Penguin movie, too.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. I'm just mad they canceled Batgirl.
What?
Yeah. There was a Batgirl movie. Did you not know that?
Why'd they cancel it?
It was almost done, and they canceled it. Warner Brothers canceled it so they could use it as a tax write-off.
Wow.
It had Michael Keaton, Batman, like Brendan Fraser as the villain. I don't remember which villain, but Brendan Fraser. All these great actors, and they just canned it so they could use it as a tax write-off.
That's unfortunate.
It was like almost done. Like the cast,
I would have seen it for sure.
The cast and crew had a whole, you know, like screening for themselves so that they could, you know, say goodbye to it.
Yeah, I like Marvel, but I think I like DC better. I love Batman. Batman's my favorite superhero. So, I mean, I love Batman. So, compared to Marvel and DC. I'm more of a DC guy.
I probably like Marvel.
I do like Marvel. Don't get me
wrong. The Marvel movies are better, but I probably like the DC characters.
Yeah, that's
better.
Spider-Man. He's like,
I like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's like one of my favorite superheroes. He's like top three superheroes. Yeah. I'm this new Batman series with Robert Pattinson, like this whole detective type feel. I really enjoyed it. Like, I really enjoyed it. It's a little darker, but it's like,
haven't seen it. I wouldn't know.
You haven't seen it?
Nope.
Oh, you gotta see it, buddy.
I started it when I first
got a very long movie.
I started it when I first got my TV, and then I realized that the TV that I bought was broken, so I had to get a new one, and then I never got back to it.
It's like 3 hours long.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen it twice.
Anyways,
I don't
have
the intention span.
So, yeah, Avatar 4 released in 2029 because, you know, the VFX on that is probably going to be insane. And they already have the script done for it. Like, they already have, like, 3, 4, and I think 5 scripted out. The studio gave no notes on Avatar 4. It was already so good. It was already such a strong script. Like, one of... They said it was like one of the best scripts that they've ever read. So, you know what? I might actually watch that just for the writing in it because I love writing in movies. But anyways, now that we had that whole DC, you know, Marvel conversation, might as well bring up Marvel. So Jonathan Majors, who plays Kang in Ant-Man Quantumania, was fired by Marvel because he was convicted for a crime I'm not going to say. And yeah, so they were, he was supposed to be the main villain for the rest of the Avengers franchise.
You have to find a new one now.
There's a movie straight, or an Avengers movie straight up planned called Avengers: The Kang Dynasty. And that's, and he's supposed to be the, you know, like the next Thanos. Like, it's crazy that, like, what he did was stupid. And, I mean, obviously he probably regrets it, but, you know, it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gotta think of more than yourself, man. Yeah, so he got fired by, or he got canned by Marvel. So it looks like they're gonna have to find a new, Kang. They recast someone, like, a movie in. Oh, well, I guess they recast the Hulk. So, it was originally Edward Norton in 2008, and then it went to Mark Ruffalo, so... It's able to happen, so, but, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With movie news, Kung Fu Panda 4 was announced.
I saw that, yeah.
Yep.
You know, Jack Black is back. Bryan Cranston's in it, which I thought was really funny. That's how I knew that it was happening, because it was on his Instagram. Yeah, so I'm really excited for Kung Fu Panda 4 because it's Kung Fu Panda. I have a distinct memory where when we were building our house here, we were moving from Milwaukee, when we were in like the office of the developer or whatever, because we had our house built because it was in a street that didn't have like any houses on it yet.
Okay.
A distinct memory of they had like kids construction like costumes in there, and I put on a construction costume and like I don't know what else I did in there, but Kung Fu Panda 2 I think was on the TV in there. I don't know why I remember that. I was like 5. I was like 4. I wasn't even 5 yet. I was 4. And I don't know why, just I remember that. But you know,
you ever get those weird memories that just come randomly? You remember?
Yeah, dude, it happens to me all the time. It's crazy. Like, just the other night, I just had like this memory where I was like, "Yo, why do I remember that?"
Like, and sense trigger it too. Like, I was at the store the other day, and I picked up a candle and I smelt it, and it smelled like the Airbnb I stayed up. It was like a eucalyptus smell, kind of.
That's
in Japan. The Airbnb we stayed at in Japan, it smelled like that.
That is a distinct memory.
Yeah.
I know in Ireland, it took me 3 days to finish my Pepsi Max. Also, don't know why I remember that. I don't even know what Pepsi Max is. It just tasted like Pepsi. But it took me three days.
More sugar.
It took me like 3 days to finish it, and I don't know why. Like half of our trip in Ireland, I was sipping on the... It's just a normal-sized bottle.
Did it lose its carbonation?
No, it was fine.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know why it took me 3 days, but it did. Anyways, so do you guys know E3? The gaming convention? Or, like,
yes.
where they give out, like, all of the gaming news or whatever?
No,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about now.
It's, like, a big... So it's, like, a big thing. They announce new games and, you know, celebrate old games, and there's panels and all that. It's just a convention, but it's, like, a massive convention. It's canceled permanently.
Why?
I don't know. It didn't say. The source didn't say. It just said E3 is permanently canceled. And I'm like, what? That's a surprise to me.
There's such a big community within the gaming community.
Maybe they ran out of money or something.
Probably.
But, like, I just thought, I'm not going to lie, ever since, like, I was 7 and I knew that E3 existed, I wanted to go. So, my dream has died along with E3.
I want to go to, like, VidCon or, like, TwitchCon.
Dude, I've always wanted to go to VidCon. I've wanted to go to VidCon longer than I wanted to go to E3.
Like, VidCon would be amazing.
VidCon, I feel like, would be so fun. Especially if, you know, like, people I like are there. If people I don't, yeah. Or people that, like, I don't really care about are there, then whatever. But, yeah. So, E3 permanently canceled. RIP. RIP to E3. And that was just, like, I said a whole phrase in 5 letters. I'm very proud of myself.
RIP.
E3. Anyways, so, Jake Paul recently had a boxing match against Andre August. First round knockout. It's not his first knockout. I'm stupid. But yeah, so that was a big story around social media when it happened. It was like, for like legit 2 minutes into the match, he hit him with a nice uppercut and knocked him out. It was crazy.
Wait, Jake Paul knocked the other guy out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I apologize. I was very unclear on that. Yeah, Jake Paul knocked out Andre August within like 2 minutes of the fight starting. So all this build up to end in 2 minutes, which I feel like is why I don't pay for like pay-per-views on boxing or UFC or whatever, because like if it's just, you know, or for like the big fight that I'm waiting for, it could be awful or, you know, end in like 3 seconds.
That's true.
Like I know there's one, the guy with the most knockouts in UFC history, Derek Lewis, had a massive fight to retain his heavyweight title against the guy he was beefing with. Ended it in 3 seconds by jumping up with a flying knee. It was like, yeah, him with a flying knee. He was, you know, his opponent fell to the ground, just kept punching him until the ref called it. So it ended pretty quickly. But yeah, so that's why I don't pay for all of that. I'll stick to, you know, WWE. I mean, that's free for the most part. So I've been watching so much WWE lately. I don't know why.
Is it an never mind.
What?
Never mind. I was gonna say something and then I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
It's okay.
But yeah, I've been watching a lot of it. It's very entertaining. I mean, it's fake, obviously. I mean, it's very obvious it's fake. But like it's very entertaining to watch, so I don't really care.
It came on the TV one day and I'm like, what the heck is this?
What do you mean, what the heck is this?
It's so badly staged.
What?
It's just I don't know.
No, it's not. It's fantastic.
It's so cheesy.
Exactly. That's why it's so entertaining. Dude, you haven't seen cheesy until you saw like some of the backstage
Sharknado.
Some of the backstage segments last night. Like Shinsuke Nakamura literally wrote a different thing of A Nightmare Before Christmas.
What?
It was A Nightmare Before Christmas, but it was based off of but it was like calling out Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. So he called it An American Nightmare Before Christmas.
That is so bad.
And like he doesn't speak very good English. So he had a heavy like Japanese accent. Uh-huh. It was crazy. I was like, what is happening right now? Then he disrespected his dad and then Cody Rhodes just like beat him up. It was crazy.
You disrespect my dad?
No, because his dad was a wrestler too.
Oh. Okay.
But Dude, I'm telling you, it's so entertaining. Like, it's fake, but it's so much fun to watch.
You know what's another cheesy movie is? Sharknado.
Oh, I love Sharknado. I can't talk too much about my love for Sharknado. I'll talk about it for the rest of the show. We're already kind of cutting close on time when it comes to the amount of stuff I have left. No, not speed round. It's not that bad. But, you know. Oh, I saw this clip. This was crazy. So, like, a car just straight up drove into, like, Joe Biden's motorcade. Like, he went into, like, a Secret Service SUV. Or he wasn't even in it. The car just, like, just straight up, like, backed up into it.
Like, on purpose or, like, on accident? No.
Like, I don't know where that car came from, but it just, like, collided. It was crazy. I mean, that's not really big news. I just kind of wanted to say, like, what was that driver doing? You know what I mean? Like, it was very...
Don't drunk drive.
Well, I don't think he was drunk around the president. That wouldn't be advised, but...
You never know.
You never know. But, yeah, so... A bunch of Teslas got recalled. About 2 million Teslas got recalled with autopilot because apparently there was a malfunction with it in those ones, which is why I will never have autopilot in the car. Because
this just sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm not doing it, because no thank you.
Speaking of Tesla, did you see, like, the Cybertruck?
Oh, did you see the video where, like, the Cybertruck is faster than a Porsche 911 while towing a Porsche 911?
I think so, yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, it's ridiculous what they're doing with these trucks and
you
whatever.
You can take off the side mirrors.
Can you actually? That's
so I saw
funny.
A video and it's like, he didn't want to have the side mirrors on them, but the government said he had to or something like that. And so he put them on, but they're detachable.
That's so weird. I love it. Mom? For my 18th birthday, I want a Cybertruck. My mom won't even go for a regular Tesla, much less a Cybertruck. Plus, their Cybertrucks are ugly. Hayden Christensen recently said in an interview that reprising Anakin Skywalker in the Ahsoka or Obi-Wan, I don't know, I didn't watch either.
Ahsoka is so good.
I watched Obi-Wan.
Watch
That's
Ahsoka.
Pretty good.
Obi-Wan is so good. Watch both of them. They're so good. Sorry. My Star
really?
Wars rant.
I heard Obi-Wan was pretty bad,
actually.
Oh,
it was pretty good.
Obi-Wan, the end was
the
amazing.
End was great.
It was
great.
Amazing.
But.
But, yeah. He's reprising Anakin Skywalker has reinvigorated his acting career, he says. He wants to start acting again because he kind of just like was Anakin Skywalker and then decided, yeah, I don't want to do this. Just started working like a 9-to-5. So now he wants to do it again, which good for him, man. So hopefully we see Hayden Christensen in some stuff. I think he's really good.
Working now.
Revenge of the Sith. Fantastic Star Wars movie.
That's probably my favorite Star Wars movie. Yep. I'm not going to lie.
Mine's Return of the Jedi, then Revenge of the Sith, and then Empire Strikes Back.
I like
Back.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the Revenge of the Sith is the only acceptable prequel. Like, the other two stink. The Revenge of the Sith, so good.
Phantom Menace was...
Phantom Menace was awful. Don't even try to defend that movie.
The fight scene with Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Maul, and Qui-Gon Jinn, I really enjoyed.
Okay, that was fine. That was good.
Like the fight scene, like and then Attack
and
of the Clones was all right.
Attack of the Clones was even worse.
Yeah, it was all right.
You know what? Phantom Menace was my favorite Star Wars movie when I was like 6. I never liked Attack of the Clones. I never liked Attack of the Clones.
I'm not a big fan of all like the whole Disney trilogy with Kylo Ren.
Force Awakens is good.
Yeah.
Last Jedi is fine.
Yeah.
Rise of Skywalker is fine. They're all fine. They're not like good.
Force Awakens was like big for me when I was younger.
I thought it was good. I'm just like
I love Force Awakens, just not the other two.
I was Rey for Halloween after that movie came out.
Which of the Star Wars movie was when Luke Skywalker dies? Is that
That's Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Which is, and then what's after that?
And
is
then
that
Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. Skywalker? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I was not a fan of Luke Skywalker just dying like that and just force ghosting himself. I did not like that. I wanted him to actually fight. And
I enjoyed the ending of Rise of Skywalker.
Rey's not a Skywalker.
No, not that. Okay.
I just like
I liked the bit where all the ships come in to save them.
I just
them.
Didn't.
Yeah.
I just did not enjoy it. Like when we just see Luke Skywalker, just like he's the last Jedi. And oh, he just dies. Like, and he's hiding and doing all that. Like, go fight Kylo Ren, dude. Like, for real. Like, I mean, because he's hiding and he had this whole Jedi training area.
There's more story to that when you watch, like, Ahsoka, Obi-Wan, Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I wanted a good fight scene. Like.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, Hayden Christensen, gonna start acting. Probably the biggest news we have here, Pope Francis. Have you heard about this?
Yep, I did hear about Pope Francis.
Pope Francis he has blessed same-sex marriage in the Catholic Church, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Pretty awesome.
I mean, you know, obviously have your thoughts on whatever, but, you know, it's a step in the right direction. Yep. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. Keanu Reeves, you know, star of John Wick, The Matrix, whatever, apparently is not like his action characters because his house was robbed.
Yep. It's unfortunate.
They don't know what they did. They messed with Baba Yaga. It's a John Wick reference.
Yeah, I know.
I've never seen John Wick.
I've seen all four.
I love them so much. They're so good. But yeah, so just a quick little fun fact there. So
I don't know if it was fun for him.
I mean, probably not, but he's rich. He's got it. he's rich. He's got it. There we go.
It's like that quote from Gravity Falls. She's rich. She's winning at life.
I never watched Gravity Falls. I'm not gonna lie. I never watched it. I didn't care for it.
Me either.
But
I don't think I can be on the show anymore.
Okay. Mike muted. No, I'm kidding.
Come on.
So I love just muting you guys. I'm so glad we can have a show like this where I can mute you whenever I want.
You're like the villain in like the movie. You're like, I can mute you whenever. It's like you have like it sounds like a Doofenshmirtz scheme.
The three letters OFF look pretty enticing right now, Lorelai.
The turn off the nature.
No.
You know, like, it's like
Phineas. I know what you mean.
No.
So Apple, I'm currently reading these headlines off of my iPhone. So I like Apple. I'm an Apple guy. They are for the fifth year in a row, they are the world's most valuable company. Really no surprise. You know what? Amazon got robbed. I don't care. Amazon got robbed.
When did they get robbed?
Well, no, I'm saying they got robbed of most valuable company.
Guys, I'm so stupid. So stupid.
Not even gonna say anymore.
Okay, I'm on. My brain has shut off for this week because we have finals and I'm so stressed out.
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
I got a whole creative writing story due in a couple hours. So that's fun. Anyways.
I do agree. Amazon has been. Yeah.
Anyways, so a sea monster alleged. Sea monster fossil was found on the Jurassic Coast.
Where's that at?
It's in the Jurassic Coast. Come on now. You know where that is.
I don't. Is that in like...
but it's in the Jurassic Coast. Everyone knows where the Jurassic Coast is. Come on now. But yeah, so maybe sea monsters are real, you guys. We've transitioned from maybe aliens are real to maybe sea monsters are real.
I mean, the ocean is very big, and we've only discovered a small percentage of it.
That's true. We haven't even been to the bottom yet. Because we don't have material. We don't have material that could get down that low. But yeah, so, and then our last headline for the day. Scientists have made the first ever mind-reading helmet. It scans.
Oh, thank you.
It scans your brain waves with AI, and it can read your thoughts.
Yep.
We did it. We can read minds now.
If I were to use that, I would want to use it to record my dreams. Like, you know.
I would not want to record my dreams. My dreams are weird.
Okay. I think it'd be comical because, like, melatonin dreams. You know, when you take melatonin, your dreams are wild.
No, like, I don't like melatonin because I don't like it. Makes me feel weird the next day.
That's fair. But,
like, I can't with melatonin. Weird. I don't like it. But yeah, so that was our last headline for the day. We're a little ahead of schedule today. That's
shocking.
I thought I would have gotten to time. Dang it. But you know, it is what it is. We can end a little early. It's fine.
Before we do end, I'd like to say a few things, Miles.
Okay.
I'm proud of you, Betty, for mentioning you're going through stress and anxiety on air. Yep. And man, I've suffered through stress, anxiety, depression since I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I play with my hair and I've had bald spots in the past because of stress and anxiety. And I tried to reach out to you. You know, I tried to be supportive while I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
what
we were worried.
We were worried. Yeah. I texted a few times. I could have probably texted a little more, checked up on you a little more.
I didn't have my phone,
no,
so I
get
didn't
it.
Realize.
And I could have done better. I could have done better. But I'm glad you're okay, buddy. I'm glad you're back in the studio. And
yeah.
You're back, man.
I'm good now.
Yeah.
We're
back on the
I'm
411,
fine.
Brother.
Yes,
and
sir.
If you need anything, brother, I'm always here for you.
Appreciate that.
Of course, buddy. I just want to let you know that you're not alone out here. Nobody's alone because, you know, if you're suffering with stress, anxiety, depression, text somebody, talk to somebody about it. Don't keep it, you know, all those thoughts and emotions, you know, tucked away deep down your soul because that's not healthy. It's not healthy whatsoever. Yeah. So
it just happens. I just get a little silly for a couple days, but this one went a couple weeks. I'm all good. I'm chilling. All right.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm proud of you for mentioning what you're going through on air, because that takes a lot of courage. And
you know, just figured, you know, there are people out there dealing with the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So might as well.
Plenty of people, yeah.
Struggled with it.
But, yeah. So that is going to wrap it up for our show. Up next is Don't Drink the Water by Dave Matthews Band, because I put that there because they are my favorite band ever, my favorite musicians ever, and I love them. I've been to a lot of Dave Matthews concerts, or not a lot, I've been to a couple. But, yeah, so there's that. This has been the 411, and up next is Don't Drink the Water by Dave Matthews Band. Have a great day, Indianapolis. Goodbye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.